devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is Psalm 15. It's only five verses, and it says this: O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change, who does not put out his money at interest and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. I love my children. I will always love my children. If all of my children spit in my face and told me I was dead to them and ran away from home, I would still love my children. That's a little extreme. More relatable is a situation like this. I love my children, but they are having a day. They disobey at almost every opportunity. They say ugly things they don't mean to me and my wife. I still love them. But is our relationship going to be the same as if they were being obedient and contributing meaningfully to the family? I am bothered and frustrated, but my children are really getting the worst of it. They're missing out on the blessings of our relationship being in a good place. Now, I, being a sinful earthly father, who messes up as much or more than my children do. So, when they're not doing well, I often get impatient and snap at them or overreact to something small. Our Heavenly Father does none of those things. But when we are walking in disobedience, we too miss out on the full blessings of that relationship. Hear me, we are saved into eternal life with God by grace alone through faith alone. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't care about the way that we live. He loves righteousness. He hates sin. Psalm 15 is a picture of, let's say, the ideal worshiper. This is a goal, a target. David paints a picture of someone who is walking in fellowship with God and experiencing the blessing of his presence. Who is able to dwell on God's holy hill, to journey in his tent? A careful reading will reveal that this has less to do with following specific rules and more to do with character. Someone can outwardly follow the rules and be dead inside, see the Pharisees, but a person of character will necessarily bear that out in the choices that they make in the way that they live. This passage gives us some specifics. The ideal worshiper is above reproach. He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth in his heart. The ideal worshiper treats others well, who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend. The ideal worshiper cares about justice, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change. And the ideal worshiper loves God with his finances, who does not put out his money at interest and does not take a bribe against the innocent. Psalm 15 ends by saying that the person who does these things shall never be moved. When God gives us directions on how we ought to live, he does this for our benefit, for our blessing. The person who walks like this will experience the nearness of God's presence. We don't live like this to earn God's affection. We already have it in Christ. We don't need to worry about that. But the one who is in Christ does these things because they long to walk in fellowship and nearness with God. So let's pray for the power of God to work in these areas of our lives. God, help us to live above reproach, that those who know us would have no reason to speak ill of us. Help us to treat others well, because we know that the second commandment is to love our neighbor as ourselves. Help us to care about real justice in the world, because we know that you do as well. Help us to trust you with our resources, because they are all yours anyway. We long to experience more of you in our lives, God. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Let's Talk Church Family. You are loved. Have a blessed day.